Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when one of the great American corporations, a corporation that touches the lives of all of us, really, particularly those of us with children or grandchildren. I'm talking about the Disney Company. There's some common sense being developed over at Disney, one would say, where they are not going to surrender. But they're certainly going to be pulling back from the idea that they should be a participant in the culture war on one side or another. I've talked before about the very disappointing results for their new movie. It's an animated film, which is honestly one of the more mediocre projects that Disney has ever put forward, ever. It's a film called Strange World, and just as the title is not immediately appealing, the film itself has all kinds of problems. It's also very striking that in the last two animated films, films that are intended largely for family audiences and where people like to bring their 8-year-olds or 5-year-olds even, to see films like Lightyear. Lightyear, of course, is based on Toy Story, which is magnificent and wonderful and deeply moving and engaging and touching and sweet. And yes, you can bring 5-year-olds to most of the Toy Story movies. The third one is a little bit scary, maybe, for 5-year-olds, but it's still children-appropriate, child-appropriate, and very positive. The new Lightyear movie had a completely extraneous subplot involving one of the major characters who's involved in an affectionate, very positive gay marriage. And do I believe that it's some kind of crime to portray gay marriage? Well, it's just a question of what's your audience. And the video has surfaced concerning the disappointing results for Lightyear a year ago and Strange World this year. Strange World had a young teenage gay character just discovering, and with his parents' encouragement, that he is attracted to other boys. It's not what you expect in a movie that you're going to bring your kids to, at least for most of the general public. And I'm not saying there aren't people who would welcome and applaud and be touched and be moved and be inspired by these inclusions, but Disney also has to connect with a very broad audience and to make a profit. And here is some audio that has, it's actually video that has surfaced of Bob Iger's first town hall meeting with Disney employees since he's returned as CEO, and what it is he wants to accomplish with one of the world's most powerful entertainment conglomerates. Here is what Bob Iger had to say. Clip 15.
It's a virtual question. Many cast members had wished that Disney stayed out of politics. Will Disney stay out of making political statements?
You know, I think there's a misperception here about what politics is. And I think that some of the subjects that have proven to be controversial as it relates to Disney have been branded political, and I don't necessarily believe they are. I don't think when you are telling stories and attempting to be a good citizen of the world that that's political. Just not how I view it. Do I like the company being embroiled in controversy? Of course not. It can be distracting, and it can have a negative impact on the company. And to the extent that I can work to kind of quiet things down, I'm going to do that. But I think it's important to put in perspective what some of these subjects are and not just simply brand them political.
Okay, fair enough. And then during a question of answer, he Do you remember there was this fight involving Disney, which actually cost them money in terms of a tax benefit that they were receiving in the state of Florida, with the law that was overwhelmingly passed by the legislature and much championed by Governor DeSantis, and it was described as the Don't Say Gay law. Now, it didn't say that, it didn't specify that, none of its advocates called it that. What it talked about was trying in for students below third grade, not to discuss questions of sexuality in class. There was never any mandate concerning older students. And here's what Iger said during the question and answer when he was asked about that particular fight, which didn't work out particularly well for the Disney company. This is clip 13.
Bob, have you given any thoughts on how to tackle the Reedy Creek situation in Florida?
No. I have to get up to speed on that completely. Obviously, I followed the news. That development occurred after I left the company. I was sorry to see us dragged into that battle. And I have no idea exactly what its ramifications are in terms of the business itself. What I can say is the state of Florida has been important to us for a long time, and we have been very important to the state of Florida. That is something I'm extremely mindful of and will articulate if I get the chance. But I don't have the details at all yet about what the ramifications are of the decision that was made by the state of Florida and whether we intend to do anything about it.
They're talking about removing the favorable tax treatment of the property that Disney on which Disney was located. Here is the idea that, yes, you can promote inclusion without being part of an international culture war. Clip 14.
What is your stance on the Don't Say Gay situation?
Well, first of all, our LGBTQ employees are very important to us, and we care deeply about them. That is a given. Secondly, this company has been telling stories for 100 years, and those stories have had a meaningful, positive impact on the world. And one of the reasons they've had a meaningful, positive impact is because one of the core values of our storytelling is inclusion and acceptance and tolerance. And we can't lose that. We just can't lose that. I think about Black Panther and the impact that had on the world, or a film like Coco. I mean, I could go on and on. And how we actually change the world for the good. It must continue. We also, when you tell stories, it's a delicate balance. You're talking to an audience, but it's also important to listen to an audience. It's important to have respect for the people that you're serving, that you're trying to reach, and not have disdain for it. That said, we're not going to make everybody happy all the time, and we're not going to try to. And we're certainly not going to lessen our core values in order to make everybody happy all the time. So it's complicated, and there's a balance.
Okay, and to hear about that from that perspective, this is so refreshing. It is so refreshing. It's not self-righteous. It's not combative. And we need a little bit more Bob Iger in the American conversation right now. Of course, when he talks about Disney being in the business for 100 years, back in the 1930s, there were in cartoons like Fantasia. Fantasia had one horrible element, and it's a great, great film, but where it portrayed centaurs, Greek mythical beasts, and it portrayed little, quote, darky centaurs, who were drawn with kinky hair, and they were centaurs who were involved in polishing the hooves of the other beasts. Now, completely unacceptable, outrageously racist, and of course, in subsequent issues of Fantasia, that's been corrected, and that's appropriate. They had an anti-Semitic big bad wolf for a few moments in the Porky, or the Three Little Pigs and the Big Bad Wolf. They fixed that. Things change. But the idea of inclusion and sensitivity and positivity, I think it's well articulated by President Iger, CEO Iger. I wish him luck. We'll be right back.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it's, what is it now, 5 days until the very crucial runoff election in Georgia. And it is supposed to be close, and every vote will count. And I can't believe it. It seems to me that The desperation of the Democratic side right now in going after Herschel Walker. No, Herschel Walker isn't the ideal candidate, but he does represent the only hope for Republicans at this moment to actually win an even division, a split decision in the Senate of the United States, which they had had prior to this election and then losing the election in Pennsylvania with Mehmet Oz against John Fetterman. In any event, with all that going on, right now the Democrats are focusing on the home of Herschel Walker. And apparently they found some tape where he refers to a home that he owns, and it's a fairly comfortable home. I mean, somebody who's been very successful, obviously a great athlete, but the home is in Texas. And this question, this is the same thing that was used against Dr. Oz, maybe successfully, the fact that he had a principal residence not in the state of Pennsylvania, but right across the river in New Jersey. With all of the important issues on which Warnock and Walker disagree, to focus debate at this late stage, less than a week before the election, on where exactly Herschel Walker lives seems to me bizarre. And by the way, there's no constitutional requirement that you live in the state you are running for a Senate seat to fill. In other words, there is arguably a constitutional requirement that if he is elected senator from Georgia, then he'll have to get a home in Georgia. What he has said, he said he's Georgia-born, Georgia-bred, and he hopes someday he'll be Georgia-dead. And, we will see about that. There's a piece by Joseph Epstein, which is very funny, and it's one of those things that makes you kind of sigh, because I think it speaks for so many of us. Epstein writes, has there ever been an election so relentlessly dreary as the one we have just gone through? The day after Election Day, a cable show panelist remarked that there are only 727 days until the next election. He laughed. I didn't. I'm suffering, he writes, from political exhaustion. In some places, it took nearly 3 weeks to count the votes. I've seen more polls than Poland has polls, and most of those polls turned out to be wrong. Mistaken predictions from so-called experts preponderated. There was no tsunami, wave, or serious turning of any tide in the political fortunes of the country. I've seen all the TV whiteboards I care to ever see with men in shirt sleeves, the working press, indicating states, counties, cities, neighborhoods going for one party or the other. Worst of all have been the TV ads. Apparently more than $16 billion was spent on them in this cycle. That's a sum that could pay to house the homeless, return the insane back to safe mental institutions, or buy 8 NBA franchises. The vast majority of these ads were on the attack, entirely negative, not advancing a candidate's best qualities, but setting out what a swine his or her opponent is. On the subject of lies and euphemisms, the prize this time around surely goes to women's health, which stood as a euphemism for abortion. Apart from cases of serious health complications, rape, or incest, abortion is little more than a medical remedy for sloppy or irresponsible fornication. I speak with some authority here, he says, being former chairman of the Unplanned Parenthood community in my old neighborhood. He's making a joke. The midterms also highlighted a particularly Machiavellian strategy contributing to the defeat of formidable candidates in the other party's primary, so you face a weaker opponent in the general election. I watched this play out in Illinois, where Governor J.B. Pritzker, a Democrat, is said to have spent millions of his own money on negative ads in the GOP primary to help Trump-endorsed state Senator Darren Bailey defeat Richard Irvin, the black Republican mayor of Aurora. In a democracy, when money talks, what it has to say is generally obscene. For most of us who have had more than our fill of electoral politics, Mr. Trump's recent announcement that he is running again for the White House isn't a good thing, writes Joseph Epstein. Mr. Trump has released the dogs much too early. The next 24 months will see endless panels formed to discuss the Trump-DeSantis question. At the age of Joe Biden, we'll also get another heavy workout. The pollsters will slog back to work. The panelists will await invitations to display their expertise. The pundits will dance their dance. The beat, as the old disc jockeys used to say, will go on and on and on and on. He said, we will henceforth live in a permanent state of electoral frenzy, a state of claim and counterclaim, insults delivered and returned, hyperbole everywhere, agitation reigning, generally in a permanent electoral state. Much talk will be heard about rivaling theories of government, but not much useful governing is likely to get done. Aristotle argues in his Politics that true forms of government will of necessity have just laws, and perverted forms of government have unjust laws, under which, one wonders, would the great philosopher have placed America's recent midterm elections? Look, is there hope with some new leadership in Congress? Well, Chuck Schumer seems to think so, and so does Hakeem Jeffries, who took over today as the Democratic leader in Congress. And Schumer said that Hakeem Jeffries' elevation as House Democratic leader is a turning point in the history of the United States Congress. It's a bold claim, but does it play out? We will get to that, and we will also get to how to actually make a difference on the issue of the environment when you're not a political mover or shaker. And obviously everybody wants better parks and cleaner air and less disruptions by climate change. And what can individuals do about it? There's actually an argument that it is time to think small, to actually focus on stuff that individuals and smaller units, the little platoons of society that Edmund Burke talked about, that people can actually get done. It's an important message. It's a new book called Time to Think Small. And the author is Todd Myers, who runs the Center for the Environment at Washington Policy Center. He will be joining us to talk about positive steps that are not only positive, but possible, and maybe even necessary. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Michael, you know everything about anything.
Michael MedVed.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Storms still pose a threat from the Midwest to the Deep South after an outbreak of tornadoes on Tuesday. This, as authorities in Alabama say a woman and child are dead after a tree fell on their mobile home during severe weather. Officials say a tornado caused a tree to fall onto the home outside of Montgomery, killing a 39-year-old woman and an 8-year-old boy. The number of jobs added by private companies in November is at a level not seen since January. ADP says 127,000 jobs were created. That's well below predictions of 190,000 jobs being added. Singer-songwriter Christine McVie is dead at the age of 79. She was a key contributor to Fleetwood Mac's multi-platinum success during the late 1970s. In a statement, her family said she passed away peacefully this morning after a short illness. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Every single day. And on the Michael Medved Show, are you concerned about environmental issues, about the impact of climate change, about the cleanliness of the air, the decency of the air, the water, having parkland and preservation of endangered species, all of it? And I think most conservatives and nearly all Republicans would say, yes, of course we are. But that doesn't just mean sweeping systemic changes that impact everything. There's a new book which is called Time to Think Small, How Nimble Environmental Technologies Can Solve the Planet's Biggest Problems. It's just come out. It's by a friend of the show, Todd Myers, and Todd is the director of the Center for the Environment at Washington Policy Center. Todd, congratulations on the book. And when you say time to think small, the impact of these changes, if individuals chose to make them, would not be small. What's a perfect example, and there are many of them in the book, which is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. What's the ideal example of the way that individuals can actually make a difference here?
Well, the reason I called it Time to Think Small is that I wanted to contrast it to the typical way we think about environmental issues, which is big government. And we don't need big government. We need small actions. They are more suited to solving the types of environmental problems that we have today that I think many conservatives, as you rightly point out, care about but are afraid to say so because they're afraid of lending credibility to big government solutions. And one of the most impactful examples was in California just this year. California, speaking of big government planning, has been imposing a lot of energy regulations to require more renewables. But this summer, when they were facing blackouts because they didn't have enough energy, they finally turned to consumers and said, look, we need you to conserve or conserve where you can. And they just simply sent a text out to homeowners asking them to find ways to reduce their energy use. And within 15 minutes, they reduced energy demand more than the value of the batteries in California that were being used at that moment. So California has spent billions of dollars creating batteries to back up, to provide backup power. But just one text had more impact than all of those. And I just think that's a remarkable example of what can be done when you trust people, not politicians.
You know, this is really music to my ears, and I'm very, very sympathetic and in tune with the message of your book, Time to Think Small, because one of the things that defined my attitude toward a lot of these experiences, as people know, because I talk about it, in my neighborhood, when I go on a walk or I'm actually... I carry a bag and a grabber, and I pick up litter. And at one point, and this is 10 years ago, I was walking, and there was this whole collection of trash that had been dumped on the side of the road. And it was in a very nice residential neighborhood, and I started picking it up. And I picked up a letter, and it was from some Environmental Defense Fund. And I opened it up. And it was a form letter somebody was thrown to the side of the road, and it said, we know you care about the environment, and therefore we want to enlist you in protecting the caribou in the Arctic National Wildlife Reserve. And I was thinking, here's somebody who cares about the caribou, at least his organizational solicitation does, but he doesn't care enough about his own damn neighborhood to avoid tossing his mail on the side of the street.
Well, as I point out in my book, the wonderful conservative philosopher Roger Scruton actually wrote about this and said that one of the most powerful motivators for caring about the environment is the love of your local community, the desire to be a good steward in your community and caring about it. And we see that that works very well. The people who are given a share, who are empowered to care for their local community, do that. But too often, politicians come in and say, no, you don't have the power, let me do it. And when we outsource environmentalism to politicians, we lose that connection that is such a powerful part of stewardship. And so I think, you know, it's not merely that a lot of environmental, political-based environmental policies cost a lot or are destructive of the economy or take away freedom. It's that they often don't work because they break that very important connection to personal responsibility and the desire to be a good steward of what's around you.
What are some of those nimble environmental technologies that can help to solve the biggest problems on the planet?
Well, along the lines of texting, I will just give you another example, which is smart thermostats. Smart thermostats are, you know, something that people could just put in their house to keep their house comfortable, but they use artificial intelligence so that it keeps your house, you know, comfortable and finds a way to do it or build it around you to reduce the amount of energy that you use. And that saves money. And even if you are not particularly concerned about climate change, smart thermostats are a way to save money. But what they can also do is move the demand, move your electricity usage outside of peak hours in the early evening, which is not only most expensive, it's also often the most carbon intensive energy. So you're getting a twofer. You're saving money. You are making sure that you're using electricity when it's not expensive, and you're reducing the carbon intensity. And there are lots of tools like that to help people save money and reduce electricity usage. And now they're everywhere, and it's really remarkable. And we need to change the way we think, because we used to think that people couldn't do these sorts of things, and now they can.
What in terms of, first of all, people will find a whole range of suggestions in your book, Time to Think Small. Do you think that that response that California provided within 15 minutes, as you said, about getting one notice from the powers that be, indicates a different approach that those powers might take with the public?
I hope that that's true, and I, you know, I'm a little bit skeptical of California politicians coming to that realization, except when pressed, but it is a good example for others, conservative lawmakers who want to do something about these issues, but don't want to follow the California, you know, top-down approach and empower people. So I hope that there is a recognition, but I can tell you that there is a recognition among the sincere environmental left, that big government approaches aren't doing what they had hoped. In fact, the foreword to my book was written by somebody from the World Wildlife Fund, who was working on these technologies around the world, and she recognizes that what the opportunity is here to engage people more directly rather than hoping that government and politicians will do it. And so environmentalism is such a contentious, divisive issue. But what I hope my book can be is for those conservatives who want to find a better way, one, will enjoy the book, but second, for those who have relatives who may be on the left and harangue them about why don't you care about the environment, it can be a book to give to them to say, look, here is an alternative approach that even, you know, people who are activists, environmental activists on the left, are saying is a great approach.
And that goes particularly when you talk about a relatives in the younger generation, because for all the Greta Thunbergs of this world, I would imagine that even Greta herself could find some individual time to think small solutions that could be more impactful than her globe-trotting evangelism, if you can call it that. Todd Myers with the Washington Policy Center. Find out about all the Washington Policy Center's important work, where the Center for the Environment that's headed by Todd Myers has certainly put into practice some of the lessons of his book. When we come back, some Congress breaking a log jam in terms of agreement and some admirable action? Really? We will get to that possibility and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Michael MedVet.
That phrase may sound shrill or alarmist, but it's not.
It's the Michael MedVet Show.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately, I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Holiday season upon us, there are all kinds of cultural issues that arise regarding our children, our grandchildren, younger people around us. That's going to be one of the subjects today on a very important and exciting webinar, one of a series that my wife Diane does. And Dr. Diane Medved, psychologist, best-selling author, will be helping to lead the discussion that begins right after the show today. I mean, immediately after at 3 o'clock Pacific time. That's 6 p.m. Eastern time. And it's free. It's completely free. You just go to barryshore.com/marriage, because that is the subject matter in this series of very popular, highly rated webinars that my wife has been doing and that I always listen to immediately after the show, and that I think you will enjoy. Again, you can find it at barryshore.com/marriage right at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Today, in the House floor, Senator Schumer proclaimed the historic importance of Hakeem Jeffries, a black representative from Brooklyn. And by the way, just like Senator Schumer is from Brooklyn, though he's Jewish, not black, Hakeem Jeffries elevated as the Democratic House leader to replace Nancy Pelosi, who's literally more than 30 years older than Congressman Jeffries. Here's what Senator Schumer, clip 4, had to say.
Hakeem Jeffries' elevation as House Democratic leader is a turning point in the history of the United States Congress. Never before has an African-American leader or any leader of color held the top position for either party in either chamber. With yesterday's vote on respect for marriage and today's vote for House Democratic leader, our representative democracy continues to march forward towards his promise of equality and full representation for all Americans. Now, I've known Hakeem Jeffries for a long time, since before the days he was first elected to the New York State Assembly in 2006. When I first met him, I thought the same thing I thought when I first met Speaker Pelosi. Here's someone who has it all.
And here's that someone, Representative Hakeem Jeffries, the new Democratic leader, the House minority leader, because by a couple of votes there will be a Democratic minority. Here is what Representative Jeffries had to say earlier today.
We seek to find common ground whenever and wherever possible, and we hope and we seek to find common ground whenever and wherever possible. And we hope that our colleagues on the other side of the aisle, as they temporarily inherit the majority in the next Congress, are willing to proceed with that same spirit of cooperation, fortitude, and mission-centered focus to get things done for everyday Americans. That will continue to be the Democratic approach on behalf of everyday Americans.
A mission-centered focus. The one thing that I don't think that is justified on the part of Representative Jeffries is his confidence that the control of the House of Representatives is going to only temporarily be in the hands of Speaker Kevin McCarthy, unless the Republicans badly mess up. I mean, really badly mess up. There is every reason they should gain control of the Senate, where there are 23 Democrats who are going to have to be defending their seats, as opposed to only 10 Republicans. That means that if in the contested seats the Republicans win only half of the seats that are up, they will have a very big majority in the Senate. And in terms of the House, there were so many races that were very close this time. And basically, this was not a great year for Republicans. I do believe that if there is a young and new Republican candidate for president who is not known as the master of Mar-a-Lago, that kind of leader would allow a very easy Republican takeover of the House of Representatives, because remember our maintenance of the Republican majority in the House of Representatives with more than the 220 seats they've earned so far. We'll keep you posted on those remaining seats in Colorado and California, which could bring it up to 222 Republican seats. It's crucial, by the way, that basically, right now there are five Republicans who have been referred to by some of my colleagues on talk radio, I think appropriately, as the five knuckleheads who are trying to undermine the selection of Kevin McCarthy as Speaker. And look, you may have arguments about the way that Kevin McCarthy has handled this or handled that, but when you talk about a Republican caucus that includes some pretty controversial characters like Marjorie Taylor Greene or Matt Gaetz or Paul Gosar, it's a tough job, and I have sympathy for Kevin McCarthy. And I'm very glad that apparently Steve Scalise, who has been outstanding whip for the Republican Party, will be continuing in that position of responsibility and authority. There's all kinds of movies coming up, and one of them has already opened without too much enthusiasm. So what is it about? The movie is called Strange World, and it's a big, new, handsome-looking release from the Disney company. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Three generations of a family of intrepid explorers must penetrate the mountains surrounding them in their remote paradise in order to stave off a dire threat to their strange world. Now playing in theaters.
I want you to come with me on an expedition.
I'm not my father.
You're all we got.
What is this place?
We are doomed!
And this strange world isn't doomed, but it is undermined by an odd selection of vocal talents, including Jake Gyllenhaal, Gabrielle Union, and Dennis Quaid. There's also a surprising focus on the emerging sexual identity of the youngest of the major characters, who discover all sorts of bizarre creatures inside the alternate universe, full of menace that seems to thrive inside the mountains. The animation is lavish and imaginative, but the storytelling skill doesn't matter that much when the story itself is so complicated and unsatisfying. Rated PG, 2 stars for Strange World. And on the Michael Medved Show, coming up tomorrow on Thursday, we are going to be talking about a milestone that will, I'm sure, get lots of media attention tomorrow. Same-sex households in the United States have just surpassed 1 million for the first time, according to most recent data. What does that mean? Is it important? Is it surprising? We will get to that. We will also get to the sad case of a rapper who is facing the death penalty over some recent political positions he has taken. Where and why? We will cover it. And it turns out that a brand new official United Kingdom survey shows that for the first time ever, fewer than half the people in England and Wales consider themselves Christians of any kind. So with those census figures, what religious identification has taken away that Christian majority? We will talk about that. And we'll also talk about a study that shows that both right and left-leaning outlets rely on peddling their fears in order for their media success. And there are figures that show, amazingly, that after the COVID-19 vaccines came out, and the majority of Americans actually got vaccinated, but more Republicans died after the vaccines arrived than Democrats. Is that some kind of evil conspiracy? All of that coming up next time in this holiday season week in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.